Assalamu alaikum. This is Hemi Syed, and it is day 19 of 30 masjids across Canada, Ramadan 2016. We are in the main branch of the Saskatoon Public Library, the main entrance, and I'm here with someone who I follow on Twitter and have followed on Twitter for a number of years. She's a Muslim in Saskatoon, and I'll allow her to, well, not allow her, I'll ask her to introduce herself.
Assalamu alaikum. I am known as Eva Katrina on Twitter, and alhamdulillah, I've been a Muslim since 2005, and it's difficult for me this year because it's the first year, to be perfectly honest, that I'm not able to fast due to health reasons, so it's a lot to deal with right now to try to find a way to connect. And I was just saying that I admire what Hemi is doing, because what's happening then, it's the 30 Masjids project is a way to unite us despite all of our differences, geographic, and our views and the way that we live in economic, all of those don't have to be divisions. We can come together in a common space.
Some of what you just said, have you come about this point of view, these observations, from living with Muslims in Saskatoon or Saskatchewan?
Yes and no. I've been to other countries. I've been to Pakistan. I've been across Canada. And I'm not involved with the masjid anymore. Originally I was, and I used to teach preschool, and I used to volunteer, and I used to cook, and then all of a sudden, the wall kind of literally came up, and did not feel as welcome, particularly as a white person, white woman, in the masjid. So I practice generally on my own with other sisters, and it's all good. Saskatoon has an awesome array of halal restaurants and halal meat, so that's not a problem. And that's about where we're at right now.
So in recent years, you may have been breaking your fast perhaps alone or with another sister who has also come to feel the same way you do?
Always alone, almost always. Occasionally meeting with friends at like a Tim Hortons or something like that, but
for iftar, Tim Hortons.
For iftar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which is pretty sad, because the really good halal restaurants, they're all closed before, because here, Maghrib is at 9:35, I believe, today. So, yeah, it's a pretty long day, but it's all good. Alhamdulillah, I've been able to fast for 12 years before now, so, because I was fasting before I was Muslim, so. Yeah.
So, you just mentioned that there are other sisters who they may be breaking their fast alone as well. So this barrier that went up, could you explain for us what that means?
The specific ones I know of aren't alone because they're married, so they break fast at home with their families, their husbands and their families. So I don't actually, know anybody else who breaks their fast alone, but I always found it to be not a negative experience at all. It's very peaceful. And instead of the chaos of, look at all this awesome stuff that we have, it's very quiet and very peaceful, and I have exactly as much as I need. I never gained weight in Ramadan. It just seems to be what works for me.
What works for you? Maybe a little bit more about the way that you remained a Muslim. People always are asking the question, how did you become a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
What was the story? In the time since you've been a Muslim, more than a decade now,
mm-hmm.
Some people who become Muslim get disappointed. There are some promises made that are not followed up on. There are some misunderstandings going into the faith, and they didn't know perhaps the answers that they should have before embracing Islam, and find it challenging to keep practicing. They may remain a Muslim by label or by self-definition, but the outward practice or something else. Here you are breaking fast at home, and as a Muslim who embraced the faith in her adult life, do you find that your faith is stronger, or has it stayed stronger because you need to be alone?
I think it is stronger, at least as strong as at the beginning, because now it's been tested. It's stood the test of over a decade, and I'm still praying, and I'm still keeping halal, and I'm still not going out with friends at bars or anything like this. You know, like, there are some who will go and just have a soft drink or something, and like, if it's something where it's a work function or whatever, you know, or a birthday, I'll reluctantly go, but not to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to answer all those are micro questions that I have to ask myself every day about how am I going to handle this as a Muslim living in Saskatoon, where options really are, although there's some great halal restaurants, the everyday options, most of them are not. Most of them are not halal. Most people do not keep halal. Finally, I have one other person in my office who is Muslim who's fasting. So, yeah.
Okay. The number of Muslims in Saskatoon, what might that be?
I have no idea anymore. I know there are thousands, like literally thousands. When I first started going to the masjid whenever 2004, 2005, it was pretty sparse. We could all fit. The main masjid here is a repurposed elementary school. So we would get together and pray, and we fit in comfortably. Now, on Eid, they have to rent a massive, like, stadium-type deal just to get everybody in there. And that doesn't even include, there's a smaller masjid up in another part of the city. The Ahmadiyya are building a masjid as well. They have a small one. You know, so there are thousands and thousands now.
Masjids are central to the congregational worship that's necessary. Today is Jummah, the Friday, the third Friday of this Ramadan, and women do not have to go to the masjid, and yet in minority situations, like where we are now in Saskatoon, the masjid plays a larger role than in Muslim-majority areas, perhaps, to have a connection with other Muslims. Are you able to maintain some community, like in your own way, with other Muslims? You mentioned you have one co-worker now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an identity as a Saskatoon, Saskatchewan Muslim?
For myself, yeah, but in my actions, I generally listen to khutbah online. And connect that way, as opposed to using the masjid as I used to as a community group, because I found that after there was a change in the way things were done, I felt less welcome, and that was getting in the way of my being there purely for worship reasons. So it was better for me to just stay away.
Well, that's unfortunate, but it's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge perhaps is also from the other side, that they need to learn and adjust and grow, and we'll see about that. Is there something about being a Muslim in Saskatoon that you find Muslims across the country misunderstand or have no idea about?
Maybe the numbers. They may not realize just how many thousands of people there are, Muslims, in Saskatoon and in Saskatchewan now. Perhaps they don't realize that there is a lot of options in terms of restaurants, in terms of community businesses. That's about all that I can think of. I know that there is a new masjid being built as well by the Saskatchewan Islamic Center, which has the current masjid now. For some of that, I would refer back to Zarqa Noah's and her excellent documentary, Me and the Mosque. She's from Regina and says things much better than I do about the changes.
About the changes. So it does often come back to Zarqa when we're in the we're in the prairies. Winters here are winters are part of Canada. Do Muslims who come to this province, do they understand the winters of Saskatchewan before arriving? Have you found, do they know what they're getting into when they move to this community?
I have found, through speaking with people that, not only Muslims, but people from temperate countries, they come here and it's almost a rite of passage to have a really good cry in January, because it gets down to minus 40, where you will freeze if you're outside for more than 10 minutes, and you have to adapt to that reality, and it's difficult.
Well, perhaps we'll just leave it there. It's difficult to be a Muslim at times in Saskatchewan.
At times, and yet it's very sustaining as well. It, ultimately, my view is this is just the dunya. This, I could be anywhere. So it just so happens that right now I'm geographically located in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, but it's just the dunya. It's transitory. I will not be here for long. It will not be here for long. And I'm quite happy in the current circumstances, actually. But yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, Sister Eva Katrina, thank you very much for joining me here at the Saskatoon Public Library, the main branch, for just a quick chat. And inshallah, this will be a podcast up on 30masjids.ca. And for brothers and sisters and our friends who are listening online, you would like to follow Eva Katrina. It's on Twitter, at Eva Katrina, just as it sounds. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.